This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Massachusetts political leaders gathered in Boston today for the annual Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Breakfast. Now, 2018 marks the 50th anniversary of King's assassination. The year also opened with a torrent of controversy and controversial language from President Donald Trump, who last week spewed a vulgarity in the Oval Office when referring to immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and some African nations. So Boston's political leaders had as much, if not more, to say about Trump than about Dr. King. Here's Boston Mayor Marty Walsh.
He certainly doesn't speak for me, and he doesn't speak for Boston, and he doesn't speak for the majority of Americans. And I think it's a very sad statement that this guy, you know, I think at this point now, every time he opens his mouth, it's no surprise. And then he comes back with, you know, he's the person who's the least racist. That's absurd.
Well, WBUR's Yasmeen Amer was at the MLK breakfast this morning, and she joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, Meghna.
What was the mood like in the room?
So going in, I think we all had a feeling that politics was likely to come up. And I mean, it was just days after the president had made those comments, but I didn't quite expect it to take off the way it did. It almost dominated the breakfast. There was a lot of energy in the room. The audience responded to very harsh, defiant comments about the president from Senators Elizabeth Warren, Ed Markey, Attorney General Maura Healey, and even Governor Baker. He surprised us a little. He's usually a little more subtle about his criticism of President Trump, but he seemed a little more fiery than usual. He shared a very personal story about his mother's final years suffering from Alzheimer's. He said his family owes a lot to her caretakers, who were primarily from Africa and Haiti.
There's no doubt that they came to this country to find a better life for themselves and their families. But the gift they give every single day to people like my mom and dad is what makes America special. To those who would demean, insult, or bring down others simply because they are different, I have a very simple message for them. This country is great because of its diversity, not in spite of it.
Yeah, so I just want to note, the governor never actually mentioned the president by name, but it was pretty clear who he was talking about.
I see, but he didn't say Donald Trump by name. Okay. No. Well, each speaker at the breakfast was asked to include their favorite quotation from Dr. King in their own remarks this morning. So what was Governor Baker's?
The quote was, "A time comes when silence is betrayal." So that quote actually kept coming up. I caught up with Senator Elizabeth Warren backstage. She echoed the exact same sentiment.
I think the message on Martin Luther King Day is about his commitment to work to make change. When someone like Donald Trump is determined to say ugly things to try to divide us, then it's up to the rest of us to work to be a country that lives up to our highest ideals. Dr. King made the point that silence is its own kind of poison and that we have to speak up. This is how we make change.
So that was backstage. From the podium, Warren just unleashed.
Donald Trump is a racist bully, and we know how to deal with bullies. We do not back down. We do not shut up. We fight back. And no matter what they throw at us, nevertheless, we persist. You bet.
Well, so all of this, you know, in reaction to what we mentioned before, that language that the president used in a White House meeting when speaking about immigrants from Haiti and El Salvador and many African nations. That meeting, by the way, actually had to do with immigration and what seems to be now like a standoff over DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Did anyone speak to the actual policy impasse today?
Yes. Senator Warren says she's unsure of where negotiations stand after the president's comments last week and the continued fallout this weekend. It's a lot of confusion. Same thing with Senator Markey. But he does say we can expect the Democrats to stand their ground with DACA. He says they'll stand their ground despite the looming shutdown.
We're heading for a showdown on DACA. On funding for opioids, on funding for child health. There is a showdown about to happen at the end of this week in the Congress, and the Democrats are not going to blink. We are going to fight Donald Trump every step of the way.
And Senator Markey, they're referring to the potential government shutdown that could come on Friday, right, without a continuing resolution of some kind. But Yasmeen, you know, the president, in many ways, to be honest, is an easy target for Massachusetts Democrats. But let's hold a mirror up to ourselves. I mean, Boston has a long history of struggling with racism right here, an unresolved history. So did that come up at all this morning?
That's a really great point. Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz spoke about that very slow struggle for criminal justice reform here in Massachusetts. We still have policies that disproportionately affect people of color, people from poor neighborhoods. In that regard, she and her colleagues are hoping to get a bill on the governor's desk before July. But she did have this one thing to say to attendees. She actually told them, don't come back next year if you don't call your state reps about this criminal justice reform bill. Also, State Representative Jeffrey Sanchez spoke as well. He's from Jamaica Plain, and I want to play some of what he said.
Remember, Mr. Hill, some of those potholes, you could drive right into them. Remember the projects that a lot of us grew up in? Remember they were abandoned, yet we lived there? A lot of Puerto Ricans, a lot of black people, and we grew up together, and we struggled together.
Yeah, so you hear him. He recalled, Sanchez recalled growing up in a very different Boston. He highlighted a lot of the important progress the city has made, but of course, he also highlighted the fact that more work needs to be done.
Well, that's WBUR's Yasmin Ammer speaking to us about this morning's Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Breakfast held today in Boston. Yasmin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.